as the women went to the tomb, this is what it says. They were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground. The angel said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, he is, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he's still in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day, rise." So our first point, he's risen. He's alive. Do we believe that? You know, oftentimes I think we get numb to the stories because we all know them. We all read this, and I grew up with it. I never had the wonder. I heard a story recently of a man who went into a secondhand thrift store and bought a Bible. He never heard the story of Jesus. That seems foreign in our area, but large parts of the country, over half our population, doesn't know anything about the Bible, doesn't know what a chapter and verse is. The Wednesday nights, Ron Hutchcraft said, whenever you watch a football game, see John 3:16, half the people watching are wondering, who's John, and where's section 3, seat 16? Because they don't know what it means. And that seems foreign to me. But this man walked into a thrift store and bought a Bible and started reading it. And he interacted with a story. He became connected to Christ. And when he read this, was broken. Could you imagine reading this for the first time if you had no knowledge of Christ? You see the excitement building around his ministry and all the miracles. And like, as you read here, these men were expecting that this is the Christ, this is the kingdom, it's coming. And then to have him crucified. But our first truth is he's risen, right? I don't want that to be lost. I don't want it just to be a neat little phrase. It's a fact of history. It happened. These people went to the tomb to prepare his body, and he was risen. They saw angels. Could you imagine? They were sad. They thought he was gone. They didn't get it. Like, we read into it our knowledge of him rising, but they had no idea. They went to prepare his body, and instead they met angels. So can we rekindle that amazement, that wonder that they would have felt? What else does our text tell us about the Father, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit? Let's look at verses 25 through 27. And Jesus said to them, "O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And he began with Moses and the prophets, and he interpreted to them in all of Scripture the things concerning himself." So whenever he says all of Scripture, that was only the Old Testament. The New Testament hadn't been written yet. So he took the prophets, and he explained to them, and he took them through the text and showed how he had to die and suffer and rise again. This isn't a regular book. This isn't the same as reading a novel. It's alive. It's active. And as Jesus explained it to them and revealed himself through Scripture, right? This is how we know God. You want to know God more? This is how. He revealed himself to us. How exciting is that? That as we open this book, it's not just a story. And that's one of the attacks of the enemy. You know, now it's popular to say, well, Jonah didn't really happen. That's just a myth. Some people wanted to tell a story to make you feel good, or the ark and the flood wasn't real. No, it's all real. And God has revealed himself to us. We know that even in creation, God's revealed himself to us. Did you ever look at creation? I know I've shared this story before, but when we had to take our daughter to Boston, some friends of ours gave us tickets to the aquarium. They're like, because she was from Boston. She spent some time in Boston. She goes, "You got to go. It's amazing." And as I walked around there, I looked at the fish and like all the sea creatures, just beautiful colors and the strange designs. It's like if I would have been creating, I'd been like, there's the fish. There'd been one. You know, probably would have been gray and just dull. But the mind of God, you ever stop and think of that? That those fish come from the mind of God. Walk through an aquarium. Just think of that. Look at the trees. I mean, my wife's amazing. She can tell me all these different trees. You know what that one is? That one is, I don't know. It's one that has leaves. I know evergreen and deciduous. That's my knowledge of trees. But God created such an amazing creation. Then he revealed himself in the Word. So my challenge this morning is let's not approach it like any other book. And what's the text say about us? Who we are without Christ? Look at verse 25. Jesus said to them, "You foolish ones, slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken." I have definitely been foolish and slow of heart. There are times where I struggle to believe. I'll be honest. There's the text in the New Testament where Jesus' disciples are trying to cast the demon out of a child. And if you remember the story, Jesus wasn't there, and he comes back, and they're like, your disciples can't cast them out. And he looked at Jesus and said, "If you can," I just love Jesus. I loved him in there because Jesus is like, if I can? Because, you know, he's the creator of the universe. He has all authority and power. And then if you remember the father's response, "Help my unbelief." And I've prayed that. I think that's